We are seeing tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. We are now learning the names of the 10 people in Colorado, including that police officer who ran into fire in terms of gunfire. A father of 7 children. We are looking at in Atlanta, and all of those folks who all of them at the grocery store, in these establishments, going about their lives.
I know the personal
and
stories
and
are heartbreaking. The personal stories.
But Gail, here's why I mention it.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I've been working on this for a long time. I actually thought that Sandy Hook would have been the thing that moved Congress. How you when 26 and 7-year-old babies were slaughtered, and they did not act. It is time for Congress to act and stop with the false choices. This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
Let us all agree that we
need background checks. But the point here is Congress needs to act. And on the House side, they did. There are two bills which the president is prepared to sign, and so we need the Senate to act.
Now the question is, will anything change? If Newtown didn't change anything, if 1 October here in Las Vegas didn't change anything, what makes you think something will change now after 10 people are dead the other night in Boulder, Colorado? I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out from you, those of you that lived through, that survived 1 October, is this the sort of thing that will move Congress to act on gun control? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is this the gun tragedy that will move the needle? I don't think it will, but I want to hear what you have to say. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll go to your calls on the other side on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 4:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we're getting some slow flows. Once you get past the spaghetti bowl there on Interstate 15 southbound, it's at Charleston. You're going to be tapping the brakes there. Also look for some reduced speeds in a couple of areas on the 15 south at Bonanza, north 15 at Hacienda. Also, you're pretty much bumper to bumper there on the northern beltway as you work your way through there, 215 westbound at Tenaya. Expect some congestion on the southern beltway now, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. You're still moving along, just heavier flows than a little while ago. And road work on South Interstate 11 at Wagon Wheel. Those off-ramps close tonight.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football Marcus Mariota agreeing to a contract restructure as he is set to return to the Raiders this upcoming season. He had signed a 2-year, $17.6 million contract, and he was scheduled to make just under $11 million in a base salary for this upcoming season. According to NFL Network, it's going to turn into a 1-year contract worth $3.5 million that could top out at $8 million if incentives are met. At one point, Mariota appeared to be a hot commodity on the trade market for teams looking for a new starting quarterback, but that market has somewhat dried up, and now it looks like he is going to be back with the Raiders. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, Where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Mitch McConnell is the Senate Minority Leader. And it's hard to believe, but in 2022, that could all change. He could end up being majority leader again, and they'd have to hand the gavel over to him. The Democrats want no part of that, trust me. But Mitch McConnell, I want to go to cut three, talking about the Democrat support for the legislative filibuster. Two particular U.S. senators are in question. Senator Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia. And I think it's amazing. These senators have promised they're not going to vote to end the filibuster. They want to keep the filibuster the way it is. We'll see if this holds up. But according to Mitch McConnell, this is cut two, their support is what he calls rock solid. Here it is.
Well, on the issue of the filibuster, which is the essence of the Senate, the fact that you can't pass most legislation with a simple majority in the Senate, you have to have some kind of bipartisan buy-in or the bill doesn't pass. Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema have been rock solid that they are opposed to getting rid of the legislative filibuster. That's the essence of the Senate. We could have done that when my party was in the majority. President Trump actually asked us to. I said, no, we were not interested in changing the fundamental nature of the United States. It's designed on purpose to kill bad ideas or to reach a compromise so that you can reach that supermajority threshold. It keeps America in the political center.
Mitch McConnell on Fox News Channel earlier today and, just praying that this thing holds up. My question is, why haven't the Democrats put this up for a vote? You know, they've got a couple of, they've got a number of bills that have been passed through the House, and they haven't brought it to the Senate yet. They just brought H.R. 1 to the Senate just today. We'll talk a little bit about that. So that's the one that's about changing the electoral system, the election system, to a federal system. That's why that's a little bit. Scary that they want to federalize elections. That's what H.R. 1 is. Anyway, I want you to hear Kamala Harris because this is so vitally important. gun control legislation. And I played this last hour, but I'm going to play it every hour because this to me is important. This is what they want to do. This is what the Democrats want to do. They want to take away your guns. They want to create a gun registry. They want to make sure the cops know who has guns and who doesn't. That's why this is scary. But this is the vice president. This is cut four. Kamala Harris with Gayle King from CBS on CBS This Morning. Here it is.
Listen, it's okay. Clear that the president's intention and his frustration are very clear. But the reality is, you guys just don't have the votes. So what's your move?
Well, on the issue of gun violence, let's just be very clear. We are seeing tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. We are now learning the names of the 10 people in Colorado, including that police officer who ran into fire in terms of gunfire, a father of 7 children. We are looking at in Atlanta, and all of those folks who all of them at the grocery store, in these establishments, going about their lives.
I know the
and
personal
gunned
stories
down
are
and slaughtered.
Heartbreaking. The personal stories.
But Gayle, here's why I mention it. Here's
yes.
why I mention it.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I've been working on this for a long time. I actually thought that Sandy Hook would have been the thing that moved Congress. How you, when 26 and 7-year-old babies were slaughtered, and they did not act. And they did not act. It is time for Congress to act and stop with the false choices. This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
Yeah, we all
let
we
us all agree that we
yes.
need background checks. But the point here is Congress needs to act. And on the House side, they did. There are two yeah. bills which the president is prepared to sign, and so we need the Senate to act.
Well, we'll find out. But just point of order, there are people within that Democrat caucus in the both in the House and the Senate that would love to abolish the Second Amendment. They know they can't. They know they don't have the votes. Even for something as draconian as that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to get to your calls coming up on the other side. We all know how horrific it was in Boulder the other night, Boulder, Colorado. And it's a community I've been to countless times. It is absolutely amazing. And I feel so bad for those people, that community. But it's the same way I felt bad when 60 people died at 1 October. The question is, if 1 October or Newtown or any of these other gun violence events, if that did not move the needle, then what is going to move the needle about what happened the other night in Boulder, Colorado? I want to find out from you if this is going to move the needle. Or are we just going to kick the can down the road? I'm not saying that's bad. Because I'll be honest with you, I think the knee-jerk reaction before the investigation's even over as to what exactly happened, I don't think it's going to move the needle. But I want to find out from you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out if you think this is going to move the needle. Is this going to end up promoting change in our gun laws? We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vegas Golden Knights off tonight. They'll be in Denver tomorrow to take on the Avalanche. The one thing I can promise you is that Tim Peel will not be the referee. Because Tim Peel got into some trouble. He got into some trouble with an open mic. These hot mic things, more and more people lose their job for one little indiscretion. And the fact that either a radio engineer or technology somehow allowed them to be caught on a hot mic. We've seen it happen with presidents and with vice presidents and with foreign heads of state. We've seen a lot of that. Hey, don't worry. Let me get past the election, and I can help you guys out. Remember that? Yeah. That stuff happens all the time. Well, for Tim Peel, it's the end of his NHL refereeing career. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and it's just horrible. It's one stupid mistake, and it's terrible.
It just reminds me, Kevin, of remember a few years ago there was a perfect game that was about to be pitched in Major League Baseball, which is a very, very rare occurrence. It happens maybe, what, once every 20 years or so. Very, very exclusive. And he's at first base. He wants to be a part of history, the first base umpire. And it was clearly it was a ground ball. It was a throw to first base. All he had to do is hold his hand up and say, yes, you're out, and the perfect game is done. For whatever reason, and I bet if you asked him today, he still won't tell you why he said safe when it was clearly an out. And that was basically the end of his career, too, where people just didn't trust him anymore. But the same thing with Tim Peel, caught on the hot mic. He wanted to get a penalty on the Nashville Predators, and he basically said that. He wanted to. Here's a quote. He wanted to get an effing penalty against the Predators early. It was in the second period when it happened. Like you said, he was only about a month or so away from the end of his NHL referee career. He's been doing it since 1999, but what a horrible way to go out as an NHL referee. Where's he going to go now, Kevin? What's he going to do?
I know. Go to the International Hockey League or someplace, or go to some independent league. It's sad that this happens. Now, my question is, and I don't know if you saw the ruling of Colin Campbell. He's the guy that meets out all the justice in the National Hockey League. Was it the use of an F-bomb, or was it saying he wanted to get a penalty?
It's the penalty thing. The idea that he wanted to get a penalty on a particular team. And this is why we have to remember in the NBA a few years ago. Remember the referee that actually did time after he was shaving points in games. So they have a lot of power, and they don't take kindly to comments like that.
No, but I would be willing to bet that there have been other referees that have done the very same thing, only they weren't caught on a hot mic.
Always assume if there's a microphone around that the microphone is on. Even from 6 feet away, if you want a distance, you can still pick it up.
And am I right? I think it's the number one thing that's taught to broadcasters and now to politicians.
Yes.
And now, I guess, to NHL referees. Assume that any mic that is there is on.
And that's what I tell people, too, because sometimes in the studio here, you'll get four or five people in one studio, more so in the olden days than the past year. But the first thing I remind everybody is, hey, you know, just don't even off the air, don't say a bad word, because you become very comfortable in your chair, and you might blurt something out that you normally would do with your buddies, but not on the radio. So when you're in this room, even when you're not on the air, I would say don't use any F-bombs.
Or you'll end up like Tim Peel,
yes,
the now former National Hockey League referee. Stick around. More to do. We got a bunch to do. We're going to get some calls along the way. Also coming up, Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2. That's the old John Hambrick district. And she's really, she is a firebrand. She is really on top of her game right now. They're into week 8 of the assembly. And she's an assemblywoman from District 2. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey,
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. And joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, you've just come out with something called Five Keys to a Successful Retirement. Give me some highlights.
Steve, there's more than five, but there's five main keys to make sure you get on the right path to and through retirement. In my 29 years in the financial arena, I've talked to a lot of different people, and people who were doing fine and they weren't doing fine because they didn't take the proper steps necessary on that relay race of life to make sure to hand the baton off, the financial baton off, to someone who can protect the retirement they've built. It's great to build a good retirement plan. It's horrible to watch that good retirement plan collapse under the avalanche of a bad stock market or bad investments or bad advice. So how do you get around this, or how do you make sure you don't? Well, preventive maintenance and second opinions are very valuable these days, and we're going to offer that for the next 20 people who call. I put a manual together called Retirement Planning, How to Create a Retirement Income Plan. Steve, the most important part of a retirement plan is having a lifetime income in it. If you don't have lifetime income built into your plan and your advisor is telling you that's a retirement plan, in my opinion, it is not going to be a successful one because we don't know where the income's going to come from. Just liquidating stocks every single year in retirement is not my idea of a perfect retirement. Let's make sure we get growth, have our money grow, have our money that's growing protected from have someone taking it back away when you grow it. And let's make sure we have lifetime income, and let's eliminate financial termites, risk, fees, expenses. We can do that for the next 20 people call. We'll give you a no-cost review and a total retirement plan that's $1,000 value.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's coming up, Heidi Kusama, Assemblywoman District 2. That's the old John Hambrick seat. And one of the things we're going to talk about is what happened on the floor of the Assembly. It looks like the I'll just be honest with you, the Equal Rights Amendment is moving on, and it looks like it will be before the voters in November of 2022. We'll talk a little bit about that and what that means. Also there are some very, very bad, potentially bad bills that are moving forward. I know Assemblywoman Kusama has received five of her six bill requests that now has legislative language. And we'll talk about the bills she's got going, but also some of the good bills, the bad bills, and everything in between. It is hard to believe that we are now, I'm trying to think, it was Monday, this past Monday marked the 50th day. And the beginning of the eighth week of the 81st Nevada legislature. It's a little scary because some of the bills that are out there are devastating. There are bills that are just flat out scary, and they have to be beaten down. They have to be defeated, and that's what's so sad when you don't have the majority. and in particular in both houses, and you don't have the governorship. This goes back to what do we always say? Elections have consequences. And what we are seeing in Carson City, we're seeing it in Washington, D.C., that's why elections are so important. And that's why this program is at ground zero, dealing with election law. You know, for instance, ballot harvesting. H.R. 1 wants to legalize ballot harvesting. And by the way, wants to forbid communities from purging their voter rolls.